开圣经啊，启示录。
Let's open to Revelation.
啊，第二章
，Chapter Two.
记得啊，上次同大家交通嘅时候啊，交通到啊主之道。
If I recall correctly, the last time that I had an opportunity to share with brothers and sisters, we shared on the message that God or Jesus knows.
啊，今次与同大家交通啊悔改。
This morning, I would like to share on the topic of repentance.
啊，请啊嚟到啊读几节嘅圣经，喺启示录嘅第二章第五节。
Let's begin reading chapter two, verse five.
启示录第二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 2:5.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first.
啊，第二章的十六节。
And then we jump to verse 16.
所以你当悔改。
Repent, therefore.
二章的二十一节。
Chapter 2:21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
Gave her time to repent, and she did not want to repent of her immorality.
啊，第三章，启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵行，并要悔改。
Remember therefore what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent.
第三章的第十九节。
Chapter 3:19.
凡我所恨爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
啊，喺启示录里边，主几乎向每一个教会啊都有要求悔改嘅话。
In the book of Revelation, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ reprimands almost each and every church.To whom he writes.
啊，我系再嚟到睇啊一节嘅圣经啊，记载喺哥林多后书第三啊，哥林多后书嘅第七章。
Let us also turn to a passage recorded in 2 Corinthians 7.
哥林多后书第七章啊，我由第九节开始读。
We'll begin reading verse 9.So, 2 Corinthians 7:9.
哥林多后书第七章第九节开始。
We begin with 2 Corinthians 7:9.
如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中伸出懊悔来。你们依着神嘅意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。
I now rejoice, not that you were made sorrowful.But that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance. For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, in order that you might not suffer loss in anything through us.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
你们嗱，你看，你们依着神嘅意思忧愁，从此就生出何等嘅殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
For behold, what earnestness this very thing, this godly sorrow, has produced in you! What vindication of yourselves! What indignation! What fear! What longing! What zeal! What avenging of wrong! In everything you demonstrated.Yourselves to be innocent in the matter.
我哋好多时啊，讲到悔改咧，我哋会以为系福音聚会里边，我哋先至讲悔改。
Many times when we hear the vocabulary word repentance, we think right away to the gospel that during the gospel message there's a need to repent.
啊，冇错啊，未信主嘅人，佢喺主嘅面前，佢需要悔改。
Certainly.For those who have yet to come to know the salvation of the Lord, they have to come to a point where they have repentance.
啊，但你睇见主写俾教会七个教会嘅书信里边，
But if you realize in the letters that the Lord has written to the seven churches, many a times the Lord has emphasized this matter of repentance. That being the case, it should dawn on us that repentance is not merely for those who have yet to know the Lord, but repentance is important for those who are already in the Lord.
并且你看启示录这七封书信里面的时候，你又见到只有两类的人。
And when you read the seven letters to the seven churches that's recorded for us in Revelation, you realize that there are only two types of people.
一类是得胜者。
One group are the overcomers.
另一类是不得胜的人。
The other group are those who have not overcome.
神在那里呼召，再次呼召，是愿意他们悔改，能够成为得胜的人。
And God calls out to them again and again and again in order that they might repent and be overcomers.
上次在这里跟大家交通的时候，我觉得有些弟兄们，有肢体受到一些感动。
I felt that some of the brothers and sisters were moved by the message that we were able to deliver the last time that we gathered together.
我在另外一个地方，亦都传讲这个信息。
I had shared that particular message at another local assembly.
完了之后，有一个弟兄上来跟我讲。
And after the message, there was one particular brother who approached me.
我真的觉得我很亏欠神。
He said, I felt that
I
really felt shortchanged our Lord.
感谢主啊，这个是一个好的开始。
I thank the Lord. That was his response. This is a very good beginning.
人的心里边，觉得亏欠主。
That someone would have been stricken by God to feel that they have shortchanged the Lord.
但这个只不过一个开始。
But to feel that way is merely the first step.
神可以借着一些话语，一些交通，叫我们里边有感动。
Sure, the Lord can utilize a message, some words that are spoken, to touch us in our hearts.
但有些人，他感动一瞬间就过了，不够长久。
But some people are moved, but only for a momentary period of time. Not long thereafter, they are no longer moved.
我叫这些感而不动。
These are those who are touched, but are not moved.
或者有些不感不动比还好。
Of course, you might say, well, that's better than not being moved at all, right? Not being touched at all, right?
但在神面前，真正的悔改是怎么样的呢？
But what is true repentance as seen from God's perspective?
就是在我们刚才所读到哥林多后书第七章第九节开始那里这么讲的。
True repentance is recorded for us, just as we had read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning with verse 9, that passage.
我就知道保罗写书信给哥林多教会是写给信的人。
We know that Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth, he was writing to a group of individuals who were already believers.
谴责他当中发生，责备他当中发生的一些事。
And he wrote in order to reprimand them of the things that was going on in their midst.
这些责备都记载在哥林多前书的里边。
Now, those reprimands are recorded for us in 1 Corinthians.
这帮都是 是教会来的，是信主的人来的。
Again, this is a group of people who are part of the church, who are those who believe.
那主他听了主的话，他里面有一个悔改的心。
We thank the Lord that after this group of individuals heard the words, they had a changing of the heart.
在这里他就讲到，在他们的忧愁中生出懊悔出来，第九节。
And then verse 9, it tells us that they were made sorrowful. To the point of repentance.
他为什么会里面有忧愁呢？因为他觉得他对不住主啊。
Why? Why did they feel that way? It's because they felt they shortchanged the Lord.
我在主面前，我有流眼泪，我有懊悔的心，这个是好的。
It's good that we have tears when we come before the Lord out of repentance. It's good that we have that repentant heart.
就算我们不流泪，但我里边真的觉得我对不住主啊。
Even if we do not shed physical tears, if within our hearts we have that sense. Oh, I'm so sorry to the Lord.
我对主常存有一个亏欠的心，这个是对的。It
is good for us to constantly have that hard attitude that we have shortchanged the Lord.
啊，第十節佢就講，因為依著神嘅意思憂愁咧，就生出冇後悔嘅懊悔出嚟。
For verse 10 it tells us, for the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret.
啊，就話啊，因著神俾我嘅睇見，我呢個懊悔咧係唔會翻轉頭嘅。
So it means that based on what the Lord, what God has enlightened me to, my repentance will not be a temporary one. I will not revert.
以至于得救。
It means, it says here that we have come to the point of salvation, leading to salvation.
是的，一讲得救我就，哎，这帮是不是信主便得救啊？
But once again, we see a vocabulary word, salvation, then we think, wait, are we talking about non-Christians, or are we talking about those who are already believers?
这帮人已经得救了，他怎么懊悔又再得救呢？是不是他没懊悔又不得救呢？显然不是这样。
This group of individuals, if they're already saved, why would it say that they have to be sorrowful to the point that would lead to producing repentance leading to salvation? Does that mean that they're not going to be saved, that they're not, they don't feel that way? No, that's not the point.
不是的，当初他一次得救，他就永远得救了，他的灵是永远得救的。
The spirit, once they're saved, they are always saved.
这个救以致得救呢，是讲到那个完全的救恩。不单止我们灵是得救，并且我们这个魂是得救。
But here, when it talks about a repentance without regret leading to salvation, it's talking about that completeness of salvation, the salvation of the soul.
因着我们这个人，我虽然我们灵得救，但我还有很多不完全的地方，神的话来光照我们的时候，我们里面懊悔了。
In our spirit, we receive salvation from God and we are saved.But there are still many things in our minds, in our lives, that are not correct. But whenever we come before the Lord and the Lord enlightens us to those matters and we have a repentance, then that is the salvation of the soul.
这个得救呢，叫我的魂得救啦，叫我的生命里边啊，结出一些果子出来。
Nothing.
有第二种的忧愁，在这里，
but here,
看它有没有生出一些东西出来。
We have to go and...
我向神有一个殷勤的心嘅。
As is heart. I was reading the English Bible and I saw that word vindication. I don't really understand what my English is not so good, so I didn't understand what that meant. But there is a clearing of things.
自恨我怎么当初怎么去做呢咁嘅嘢？我以后唔想再做，唔想再同佢有咩关系？我嗰阵时点解咁懒惰？而家我唔想咁，系一个咁我唔会再去翻去嗰度做嗰啲嘢。
There's indignation. Indignation.You think, how could I have done that? I know that is wrong, and how would I ever do that again? There is a determination that comes to say, I'm indignant, and I will never return to that old habit or that matter again.
是的，咁呢个字我又唔识，查嚟查去都明白，我相信系咁解释吓。恐惧里边唔系真系恐惧，其实系畏敬畏神嘅心吓。
I really didn't understand the indication, but I guess that's what it means. And it produces fear.So it's not really like being afraid, but it's rather a fear, a respect to God.
即是说我为一个敬畏神的心，我怕他不开心，我再做这样的事，我恐怕他不开心。
There's fear of God to a point where you don't want to upset him, you don't want to disappoint him, so you will never again involve yourself in those matters or those things which causes him sorrow.
跟着我有想念，我有热心。
And then there is a matter of longing, it also produces the fruit of zeal.
里边有一个爱慕主的心。
There is a longing, a yearning for the Lord. That's what's in my heart.
里边有一个热切起上嚟，向主里边有一个热心，唔系外边热心做事。里边有一个好热切嘅心，我要为我嘅主做事。
There is an internal zeal that comes, not external enthusiasm, but rather internal zeal that just springs up, that you really desire the Lord.
自责，这个责罚就讲自责，自己责备自己，唔应以前做过啲咁嘅事。
It says here, avenging the wrong is the translation there, but there's an interpretation that you have turned the corner, that you no longer are willing to stay where you were and to go back to where you came.
然之后佢就再喺呢一切事上边咧，你都表明自己系洁净嘅。
And then it goes on to say, not only that, but that you would demonstrate yourself to be innocent in the matter.
我哋倘若系真系咁样样懊悔，咁样真正懊悔嘅话，会产生出咁样样嘅结果出嚟， 显明喺神面前，我呢个系干净嘅，我啲懊悔系真嘅。
So when we have that godly sorrow in our hearts, it produces all these matters, and these matters actually substantiate the fact that we are clear in our conscience, that there is nothing filthy or blemished about this matter, but I'm in the clear in my conscience.
啊，所讲嘅就系话呢个懊悔咧，叫我哋里边生发出一个愿意离开恶事嘅心，里边我自己责备自己嘅心。啊、并且我要起嚟多为主嘅心啊，系一个咁嘅过程。
And so this is the process. If we have that godly sorrow, it produces a hatred of those very things which God is not pleased with. It stimulates an initiative for us to take action to do something and to hate those very things which are not according to the Lord.
啊，悔改嘅事唔一定系同罪有关系，好多时系同罪有关系。
Repentance does not necessarily link up with something that is sinful. Now, there are many things, of course, that are related to sin.
啊，遲啲我哋會交通啊。
A little bit later on, we'll touch on this particular matter.
啊，但係想俾大家知道一件事情，我哋聽咗一啲嘅信息，我裏邊有啲感動。啊，要知道呢感動能唔能夠持久喺我生命裏邊啊，有冇啊一個進步咧？就按住啲聖經嚟講，唔係話我啊嗰時懊悔啊一陣間。然之后打回原形，这个不是真的懊悔。
So if we hear a particular word from the Lord and it moves us, well, what is the test that we use? Well, we use this as a way to test to see if it's something that's sustaining, that is not just temporary, where we have a temporary heart, but rather that if we produce these particular fruits, then it's substantiated for us that that is something from the Lord that is clear and pure.And that it now moved us on to the next step.
啊，簡單嚟講啦，真正嘅悔改，從神而嚟嘅悔改係有行動嘅，
唔
單係表面嘅。
To put it very simply, true sorrow that brings about repentance, godly sorrow that produces repentance, it requires or it will bring forth an action. It will take a step that we would take on because of it.
啊，當我思想到啊等候主嘅時候嚟到交通。啊！喺悔改嘅題目上邊嘅時候咧，啊，我就默想喺呢個馬拉基書啊起嚟。
And as I was thinking and waiting on the Lord for on this message regarding repentance, the Lord provided for me an insight into the book of Malachi and the people of that particular time.
啊，原來喺呢、這個啊啟示錄第二章、第三章啊。里边好多嘅里边嘅信息啊，同马拉基书嘅信息咧，好多点系平衡嘅，同埋相似嘅。我发觉。
And I found that the messages that are recorded for us in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation, the what is being taught to the churches, have many parallels and actually are similar to the lessons that are taught to the people at the time of Malachi.
我哋都知道，我哋今日活喺啊嗰七个教会时代里边最末后一个时代，就系老底加教会嘅时代。
We know that we live in the latter times of the messages or the letters to the churches. That we live in the time of the message to the Laodicean.
啊，我想讲呢究竟马拉基书同埋呢个啊启示录呢两章嘅圣经有啲咩相似嘅地方
？So at this point, I want to point out the similarities.That is there between Malachi and Revelation.
啊，第二、第三章
specifically chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation.
我哋啊，老底加教会嘅时代系咩嘅特色咧
？What is the uniqueness to the age of the church at Laodicea?
老底加嘅时代咧系一个富足嘅教会嘅时代。
Now, the church of the time of the church of Laodicea.It was a very abundant time.
啊，冇咩嘢逼迫，冇咩大事情發生。
It was a very harmonious time. There weren't too many, tribulations. There weren't too many issues that that were abounding.
啊，唔同教會受逼迫，啊，士每拿教會嘅時代。
It's certainly not like the church at Smyrna, who was undergoing great and severe tribulation.
啊。个个都话平安稳妥。
Everyone says when there's peace, there is tranquility.
喺嗰度啊，又吃又喝，又嫁又娶。
You're able to eat and drink and be merry. You're able to wed and to be wed.
就係一個咁樣嘅時代。
And that is the time that it depicts.
呢個就係我哋呢個時代嘅特徵。
And this is the uniqueness to this particular time.
喺啊馬拉基教喺馬拉基嘅時代都係一樣。
Now in Malachi's time, the people at that time also lived in a similar fashion.
冇咩大事情發生。
Not too many great big events were happening.
啊，唔需要出埃及，冇雲柱火柱。
There was no need to leave Egypt, so to speak. There wasn't a great cloud, pillar of cloud, nor a pillar of fire to lead them anywhere.
啊，冇被掳嘅事情。
There was no need to worry about captivity, being captured by other countries.
佢哋已經從被掳嚟到歸回啦。
In fact, they had just returned from captivity.
唔需要重建聖城，亦都唔需要重建聖殿。
There was no need to rebuild the sanctuary, rebuild the temple.
因為呢啲都已經重建好啦。
Because those were both rebuilt.
佢哋活喺一個回歸嘅狀態裏邊，覺得十分嘅舒適。
They were living in the days post exile, and they were very there was tranquility.
啊，覺得啊就係咁樣樣啦。神好遙遠啊，唔見。
Seemingly, they just lived the way they lived, and God, well, wasn't really seen.
同我哋呢個時代有啲相似。
It's very actually similar to our generation today.
啊，當初教會火熱嘅時代，啊，使徒嘅時代，我哋見唔到。
We don't really see the fervency that was there at when the Holy Spirit first came and established the church.
啊，裏邊覺得好似神好遙遠一樣。
For us, it seems that God has somehow been removed to be far away and out of sight.
啊，馬拉基書另外一點咧，就係我哋要睇第一章第一節。嗱，馬拉基書好容易揾嘅，如果你唔熟咧，馬太福音前一章就係啦。
Now let's turn to Malachi. If you're not familiar, Malachi is very easy to find. It's the book immediately preceding the Gospel of Matthew.
啊，第一章第一節。耶和華藉馬拉基傳給以色列嘅默示。
And so the very first verse of the first chapter, the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
啊，那係神傳俾馬拉基嘅默示。
These are the oracles, the prophecy that has been entrusted from God to Malachi.
馬拉基嘅意思咧係啊神嘅使者。
Malachi, what is the definition of the name Malachi? It is God's messenger.
在第二處呢，我找不到这个马拉基的出处。
Now, we actually cannot find Malachi appearing anywhere else within the scriptures.
在Amplified Bible 呢，这个 version 呢，它是讲到神的话的负担，一个很重的负担，藉着这个他的使者马拉基出来，或者藉着他的使者出来。
In the Amplified Bible,it records for us or describes for us that for this particular servant, there was an overwhelming outflowing of the burden from God.
Burden of the Lord for his messenger.
And it's that burden that has been worked through his messenger.
Burden of the word.
The burden of the word.
就是神的神的话的负担透过他的使者出来。
That it is the outflowing of the burden of the word from God, the burden of God's word as expressed through the messenger.
是的。咁咧喺呢个启示录里边咧，我哋睇见主俾写俾教会嘅七个书信咧，都系写俾教会嘅七个使者。
And we realize that for the seven letters to the seven churches, it was written to the seven angels of the churches.Of the seven localities.
啊，呢七個使者咧，英文有啲係 angel， 有啲係 messenger 嚇。
And some interpretations in English records it as angel, some interpret it as messenger.
咁啊，好奇怪喺末後嘅教會咧，主俾寫信啊俾你教會，冇寫俾使徒，都冇寫俾長老，亦都冇寫俾佢嘅工人，係寫俾教會嘅使者。
It is quite strange, do you not think that in the latter days that God, when He writes, that He did not write to his apostles, nor did he write to the the elders of the particular church, but that he wrote to his messenger.
有些人告訴我們這個使者這個字裡面有星星的意思在那裡天上的星星
Some people interpret this angel or messenger to mean that it's related to or is the stars that we see
that's in the sky.
It means that it is written to those who illuminate for God.
在教会里面发亮的人是谁呢?
Who are those that are in that way that they illuminate light of God?
在末后的时候,
in the end times,
这些发亮的人可能是教会的带领的。
It could be that those individuals would be the leaders of the local assembly.
也可能不是教会里面做带领的。
But it could be that these individuals are not the leaders of that local assembly.
当他不是带领那些人的时候，意思带领的已经在神面前没光了。If
it is not someone who leads, what it really means is that those leaders, their light has already dimmed.
所以在马拉基书里讲到，是里边有负担啊。 当神将这个信息交给他的时候，他里边对神的话十分有负担，将这个话要交通出来。同样在启示里边都是这样。So
in Malachi, the picture that is depicted is that this messenger is someone who has such a burden of the Lord when the word comes to him that it exudes from him. So that's what we also see in the letters to the seven churches in Revelation.
画点相似的两个地方呢？ 在这个马拉基书里面，是讲到一点，是讲到爱的。
Another similarity that we find is that in Malachi, at one point, it talks about love.
在这个以弗所教会里面，主耶稣也讲到爱。
In the book at Ephesus, I mean, at the church of Ephesus, it also talks about love.
在启示录里面，上次我和大家交通到主知道教会里面发生的事情。
In our last sharing, we saw how the Lord knew that He knows what is happening, what is going on amongst the local assembly.
在七个教会里边的事情呢，主嘅眼如同火焰，睇得好清楚。
And in terms of the seven churches, the Lord's eyes are like beams that see through to know what is going on there.
唔单止睇见外边，还睇见人嘅里边。Not
only does the Lord see the external circumstances, but He sees through to the heart of each person.
甚至里边的心思意念都能够辨明。
Thoughts, ideas, those things are seen and known by our Lord.
主都知道。
Those things are known by the Lord.
在马拉基书呢，你留心嚟读嘅时候，你又发觉马拉基书一卷好特别嘅书，冇一卷圣经个体裁同佢一样嘅。
If you look and study Malachi in detail, you find that Malachi is a very, very unique book in the Bible. No other book in the Bible has the same type of format.
在那裡記錄到神和人的對話，在那裡聊天的。
And why? Because it records for us a communication or a discussion that is going on between God and the people.
我們來看一看,好嗎?
Let's look into it, shall we?
馬拉基書的第一章。
The book of Malachi, chapter 1.
或者我们先来看最后，我们来看第三章的第十三节。
Actually, let's turn towards the end first. Going back to chapter 3, let's look at verse 13.
马拉基书3章13节。
Malachi chapter 3, verse 13.
耶和华说：你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我用什么话顶撞了你呢？
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against thee?
记不记得主在讲话，然之后人喺度讲话。
Do you see, brothers and sisters? The Lord here speaks, and then the people reply or speak.
中文真系译得好好，喺度顶撞。成卷马拉基书就系讲到人点样嚟到顶撞神。
And it is actually quite interesting that the Chinese translation records for us specifically or describes it using adjective that they were debating against God. So this is what it records for us, the people in debate with God.
在整卷马拉基书你找不到一个字是悔改的。
You will not find one particular word within the whole text of Malachi, and that word is repentance.
但是处处是叫我们悔改。
But everywhere you look, you see that the Lord is telling them to repent.
因为如果主不愿意去悔改的时候，主不会向我们讲这些话。
If the Lord did not have a desire for them to repent, the Lord would never record nor say any of these words.
所以你们看见这个同启示录二三章和马拉基书有相似的地方。
So this again is another parallel or similarity between Malachi and chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation.
我们回来第一章，我们要看这个马拉基书里面的对话。
So let's look at the dialogue that is ongoing here in the book of Malachi.
第二节
Verse 2，
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何时上爱我们呢？
I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how hast thou loved us?
这是一个对话。
This is a dialogue.
是一个顶撞神。
This is a debate or rebellious debate from that's ongoing.
第六节
Verse 6，
藐视我们的祭，藐视我们的我名的祭司啊！万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说：我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
Verse 6 says, "A son honors his father, and the servant his master. Then if I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect?" says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised thy name? And once again, it tells us of this debate.
你们却藐视我的名说耶和华却只是污秽的，其上的食物是可藐视的。这个是人讲的。
The people are saying in verse 12, but you are profaning it in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for his food, this food is to be despised.
十三节，你们又说这些是何等繁琐，并嗤之以鼻，这是万军之耶和华说的。
And verse 13 says, and you also say, how tiresome it is, and you disdainfully sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring what was taken by robbery and what was lame or sick.
第十七节，第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
我第十四节呢？我睇第十四节。
Or actually, let's go back first to verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
Yet you say, for what reason?
第十七节，你们用言语繁琐耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上繁琐他呢？
Verse 17, you have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
第三章第七节，
Chapter 3, verse 7,
万军的耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们，你们却说，却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
Verse 7, from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
我睇见呢个系马拉基书里边好多嘅对话。
See that there are many, many recordings here in the book of Malachi of this debate that's ongoing.
好形象化。
Figuratively speaking,
是不是真的神和人这样来对话呢？
Was there really an incident where God directly debated with the people like this?
我觉得不是这样，我是这样感觉。
I don't think so. That's my personal understanding.
我觉得是神透过他的仆人，他的仆人在那里传讲神的话，教导神的话。
I feel that these are really words that comes from God through his messenger. And the messenger relays this discourse for the people.
教导很多他们关于神的话。
In order to teach them to know what is the word of God.
但这些人听神的话呢，他在里面有起一个顶撞的心。
Now, when the people hear the word of God, what it comes forth from their hearts is a rebellious attitude.
他们在那里彼此来谈，这不行，他说的是真的吗？在那里来顶撞。
And so they're there debating is that really true? No, this is not right. And so there's a debate that comes forth from the people's rebellion.
他讲台上边神嘅仆人讲主神爱，我哋边度感觉到神嘅爱啊？呢个无风无浪嘅世代有咩爱啫？
Oh no, the servant of God is speaking from the pulpit, and he's talking about the love of God. Love of God? Where is the love of God? In this world, there's no such thing as love.
献祭咪求求其其啦，盲嘅啊，跛嘅，献咗俾佢都睇唔见嘅献啦咁。
Sacrifice? It doesn't matter what the object of sacrifice is like. Oh, it's blind, it's lame, whatever. Just make an offering. Just go.
你睇下嗰啲恶人都好死嘅，有乜所谓好人有好报啊？冇咁嘅事。
Look at the world today. Who is at an advantage? Who has the advantage? It's the people that are wicked. There's no such thing as the innocent will win out at the end. It's just whoever takes advantage.
就系啲人里边心存一个向主一个咁嘅态度。
So this is a type of heart and attitude that is cultivated in the heart of man towards the Lord.
但系咧，主却知道。But
the Lord knew each and every one of these.
并且记载喺马拉基书嗰度。Not
only that, but He recorded for us in Malachi.
所以我哋嘅心思意念，我嘅态度喺主嘅面前，主系知道。So
our heart, our attitude, our thoughts, they're noted by our Lord.
我哋中间点样谈论，主系知道嘅。
How we converse amongst one another, the Lord knows.
所以这个嘅对话系记载喺马拉基书。如何喺马拉基书主嚟到知道呢事情？喺启示录第二、三章里边，主都一直讲：我系教会里边嘅主，我知道。
And so this dialogue is recorded for us in the book of Malachi. But just as the Lord records for us what He knows in Malachi, He likewise records for us exactly what He knows in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. And again, the Lord repeatedly says, I know, I know, I know.
虽然在马拉基书我们见不到一个讲主知道的事情，但是却处处满了主知道的事记载在那里。Even though
it does not explicitly state the Lord knows this, that particular phrase in Malachi, but throughout the book of Malachi, we see that the Lord is all-knowing.
虽然主没讲悔改，但主系盼望佢哋回归，佢哋悔改。And
even though the word repent or repentance does not appear here in the words that are spoken of by God, there is a heart and yearning from God that individuals would repent.
喺马拉基书里边咧，讲到喺第三章第六节嗰度。In
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, it records for us.
我耶和华系不改变嘅。For
I, the Lord, do not change.
喺呢个启示录，我哋都知道，主话我系昔在、今在、永在嘅神。And
in Revelation, it tells us the Lord Himself reveals that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶和华主系永不改变嘅。The
Lord Jehovah is never changing.
呢个另一个相似嘅地方。This
is another similarity between the two books.
还有喺呢个启示录里边。 第二章第三章，主多次讲到我必快来。In
chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, there is one uniqueness to it that we find, and that is the Lord continues to say, I am coming quickly.
喺马拉基书嘅第三章之后，就讲到主再来嘅事情。And
in Malachi chapter 3, towards the end, it tells us of those very things that will occur when the Lord returns.
马拉基书系旧约里边最后一卷嘅书信。Malachi
is the very last book recorded in the Old Testament.
启示录系新约里边最后一卷嘅书信。Revelation
is the New Testament book. It's the last book in the New Testament.
咁我哋睇见喺呢两卷书里边，真系好多相似嘅地方。So
if you look at it and inspect it, you see that there's a great deal of similarities between the two books.
亦都喺里边满咗责备嘅话。There
are words of admonition.
盼望属乎佢嘅人有悔改。Hoping
that those who are His people would hear and repent.
在以弗所的教会，主向他们说,
The church at Ephesus,
主跟他们说,
the Lord tells them,
他们的问题是离开了起初的爱。
The issue that confronts them at Ephesus was that they have lost or they have left their first love.
所以你们要回想你是哪里坠落的，并要悔改。
So it tells them, encourage them, remember therefore from where you have fallen and repent.
在马拉基书那里这么说。
In Malachi records for us.
主说我曾经爱你们。
I have loved you.
但你们却说我在何时上爱，你在何时上爱我们呢？
But you say, how hast thou loved us?
相信如果是这个夫妇的对话，这个丈夫实在很麻烦。
If this was a dialogue that was going on between a husband and wife, that husband has a lot to deal with.
太太跟你说，我曾经深爱你。
The wife would say, I have loved you dearly.
丈夫说，你在哪里爱过我啊？
And would the husband reply, when? When did you love me?
这个是会很大麻烦的事。
If that was the case, it would be a big deal.
儿女可能更加不明白父母的爱啊。
Maybe children may not fully comprehend the love of a parent.
儿女或者可以问这件事情。
But the children might be able to ask this question.
爸爸妈妈说我很爱你。
Now, my mom and dad says that they really love me.
儿女说我怎么觉得你爱我啊？
What if the child says, how? I don't.How does my parents, how do they love me?
今天在这个无风无浪的环境里面，
In today's generation,
无风无浪，一切都平安稳妥。
When it's calm, everything is calm, and there's no big issues or critical things to worry, crisis to worry about.
我不觉得神在我身上有爱。
You know, I just don't feel the love of God in me.
以弗所教会的问题呢，不单止他离开了当初起初的爱。
The church at Ephesus, not only did they leave their first love,
那是他里面从已经不感觉得到神爱他。
But what's more critical is that they didn't even sense God's love in their hearts anymore.
有个爱。
And that's why they left their first love.
他们所做的一切事外边很蓬勃。
Outwardly speaking, everything was properly done.
有些很全部都很啱真理嘅事情嘅。
There is some truths that they hold and hold on to tightly.
佢有行为，有劳碌，有忍耐。
They have works. They have patience. They have perseverance.
但佢所作呢一切嘅事情，唔系出乎佢向主起初嘅爱。
But none of the reason for toiling and enduring and persevering has anything to do with the Lord. Their love, the first love towards the Lord.
当他来了这些的时候，这边外边全部变成了工作。
Once that happens, everything that they do becomes merely works.
你见到有这些外边的工作。
Yes, you can look at it and say there are external works that are happening.
可能再过多两三年、十年，你都仲见到呢啲嘅工作。
Maybe 2, 3, 10 years down the road, you will still be able to detect those external works.
但当你离开咗，因为你为主、爱主而做呢啲事情嘅时候咧，你里边失去咗嗰个能力。
But once you have left, or once you have let go of the love that you have for the Lord, which prompts you to initiate those type of works in the first place, then you have left the first love.
你的工作不能够持久。
And it becomes works, and the works will not sustain itself.
并且里边失去了属灵的能力。
There will also be a lack of spiritual strength in conducting those works.
在这个马拉基之后呢，四百年主没有跟人讲话。
After the recording of the book of Malachi, there is a 400-year period wherein God did not speak directly to the people.
在这四百年之久，不知道怎样，慢慢去到新约，我们就发现了一班叫做撒都该人，有一班叫做法利赛人。
We don't know how, but it seems that within this 400 years, time and the generation developed to a point where what we see in the New Testament, there is a group of people that are called the Sadducees. There is another group of people that are called the Pharisees.
圣经告诉我们，撒都该人不相信复活，他们不信神迹的。
And the Bible records for us that the Sadducees did not ascribe to the theory of the second
resurrection.
Not accepting the resurrection.
亦都不相信神迹。
Nor did they believe in miracles.
而法利赛人呢， 却系死守律法，一点一滴都会守。
On the other hand, we have the Pharisees who held fast to the law to the point where each and every dot was accounted for.
呢班人系边度嚟嘅
？How did these individuals come to be？
啊，有人就话俾我哋听，系喺马拉基时代。这一班人慢慢慢慢演变出来的，很可怕。
And there are individuals who interpret that to, for us to understand that these two groups of individuals actually got their start from the time of Malachi. And it's very frightening.
这班原本是属乎主的人。
For this is a group of individuals that initially were of the Lord.
但他里边没有一个向主热切的心。
But in them, they no longer had any fervency for the Lord in their hearts.
他们对主的话很熟悉。
They were very knowledgeable of all the words that are spoken of by the Lord.
但却不信主所做的事。
Yet they refused to believe in the works of the Lord.
因为里边离开咗起初嘅爱。
Why? It's because they have already left their first love.
佢同主个亲密嗰个结连已经冇咗。
There is no longer an intimacy. There is no longer a relationship that exists between them and the Lord.
一切所做嘅系喺外边。
Everything that they do is external works.
昨天我来问一些问我的小孩。
Yesterday I had a chance to ask my own children.
因为我都不知道这个圣经问题，我问他们。
I wasn't sure about answers, so I asked them these biblical questions.
马拉基书是不是圣经里面最后一卷旧约的书信啊？
I asked them, is Malachi the last book in the Old Testament?
他们说是。
They said yes.
我都话系。
And I said yes too.
咁我话马拉基书系咪喺历史上边按住年份系最后一卷嘅书信
？But I asked him the next question. Chronologically, is Malachi the last book of the Old Testament?
系定唔系啊
？Is it or not?
吓、啊，有啲人话系啊，有啲人。
Some people are nodding their heads. Some people are shaking their heads.
咁我就唔知道系定唔系啊吓。
Well, for me, I didn't know whether it was chronologically the last book.
咁佢哋话好快话系啊
，But my children, they answer very quickly. Yes, it is the last book.
咁我谂多数都系啦吓。
So I thought, well, yeah, I guess so then. It must be.
我哋对圣经好熟悉。
Now we're very familiar with the Bible.
你知唔知当啊主耶稣嚟嘅时候咧啊佢哋
First Advent, first was born on earth. Herod, who was in charge at that time, he asked the wise men.
啊、主耶稣这个王会生在哪里、啊、
where will this king, this Messiah, this king of yours be born?
啊、那些文士、啊、这些、法利赛人他想都不想很快就回答了。
Now the Pharisees, they were the first to respond actually. They didn't even have to think about it.
祭司长和文士、啊、
The scribes and the Pharisees.
啊、在这个马太福音二章第四节就告诉他们。
Very quickly, the priests and the scribes, chapter 2, verse 4, it tells us.
祭司长他召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说基督当生在何处啊？
And so, the gathering together of all the chief priests and scribes of the people and the king, Herod began to inquire of them where this Christ was to be born, and they said,
他们就说在犹太伯利恒。因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中不是最小的，因为将来一位君王从你那里出来，牧养我的以色列民。
And they said to them, In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is so written by the prophets, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, and by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
哇，好熟喎、啊，呢班祭司长文士。
Now this group of chief priests and scribes, they are so familiar with the word.
去引经据典。这个是记载在旧约的尼加书的。
Not only were they able to tell you what the words says, or had said, was stated, but they were able to essentially quote verse and chapter that it was recorded by the prophet.
那边可能有些人连尼加书一边都没找到，是吗？
Perhaps some people might not know even where the Micah is recorded. They will say that it's recorded in the book of Micah.
但你睇唔睇见好恐怖一件事情
？But do you see at the same time this is a very frightening type of situation？
当我里边离开咗主嘅时候
，When we have left the Lord，
我系可以有还系有外边嘅一切劳碌忍耐圣经知识乜嘢都有。
We can still toil, we can still work, and we can still be persevere for the Lord. We can have service. We can have works externally.
但是在这里,
but just like these people here who were rebellious against the Lord.
今天我们在向主的服侍,
we need to stop and think for ourselves. In serving the Lord today, in doing the things that we do for the Lord today, have we left out our first love for the Lord in carrying out those particular duties?
还是出于责任?
Have those things that we have the things that we do become a burden or responsibility?
因为我在教会里边有这个责任，所以我就要做这些事。
Oh, I have this particular responsibility I'm supposed to carry out because I serve in this particular role within the local assembly. We need to have that self-inspection.
他们在里面再和主没有那个联系。 For them, 我在哪里,主啊,我曾经爱你,你在哪里,何时爱我啊?
For them, they no longer had that intimate relationship that was ongoing with God. God says, I have loved you. And they reply and says, when have thou loved me, or loved us?
我想问大家,你不需要答我啊。
I want to pose this question to everyone here. Now, you don't have to answer.
你几时,主最近几时跟你讲过话?
When was the last time or the latest time that the Lord actually spoke with you?
你可能有读经,
perhaps you have kept up your Bible reading schedule, but when was the last time that the Lord spoke with you?
可能你连经都没读.
Maybe you're at a point where you haven't even opened up the Bible to read.
就算你有读经,
but let's say that you have read, for those who have read the Bible, when was the last time that the Lord spoke with you?
你向主有没有祷告?
Do you have a prayer to the Lord?
如果你有祷告的时候,这个祷告,你里面有没有跟主有交通,只是跟你说,主没有跟你说话。
But even if you do offer a prayer to the Lord, is prayer time a time of conversation with the Lord, where there is give and take, where the Lord actually speaking to you at the time, or else is prayer time strictly you telling the Lord this or that?
你在麦饼聚会里面,你多久没有向主献过你的祭?
When we come to bread breaking, when was the last time that you made your offering of sacrifice to the Lord?
你来到聚会,你里面有没有我愿意我喜悦到神的殿里面去的心情?
You've come and you have gathered together with the saints. But when was the last time that you had a heart to say, I rejoice to come to the house of the Lord?
还是我按着外边的时间表,就是习惯了,我就要这样去了?
Or am I just abiding by a particular schedule that I keep now? And so this is the time that I'm supposed to go to the house of worship, so I just go.
或者你最近是何时经历过神在你身上的作为?
Or more generally, when was the last time that you had experienced God in your life, in your day-to-day life?
都有啊.
You could say, oh no, I experienced him
10年前.
10 years ago.
那我真的要回到神面前去思想.
It's critical then for us to come back to God and think about this and think it through.
我们可能真的离开了那个起初的爱.
Have we left our first love?
这些可能跟罪有关,可能跟罪没关系,一定有关.
Maybe it's because of sin that has now been input into your life. But it's possible that it has nothing to do with any sinful things that are going on in your life.
那有另外一些问题存在.
But that there are other issues now that you're dealing with.
但那是一个警钟啊.
But that's merely just an alarm.
叫我知道.
This should only be an alarm to cause us to realize that this is happening.
第六节. 马拉基书一章第六节.
Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
这段神段是写给祭司的.
Now this particular passage is recorded to the priest.
在那时来讲,合意来讲,祭司是属灵的领袖.
At that particular time, in that generation, the priest were the spiritual leaders of the people.
对于今日来讲呢，这个是教会里边作带领的。
If you if you look at the parallels in today's society, it would be the leaders in the local assemblies.
可能是长老，可能是执事，可能是查经里边的带领，可能是儿童聚里边带领。凡是有属灵服事的，都是在这班人里边。
Perhaps it is the elders. Perhaps it is the deacons. Perhaps it is the leaders of the small group Bible studies, or even those who serve in children ministry. For anyone who actually has spiritual service, this is the parallel that we see in today's society.
或者是神的工人。
Maybe it is a servant of God.
讲义上边来讲呢。
Now, outwardly speaking, in general,
我哋都是君尊的祭司，每一个信徒来讲，都是君尊的祭司。
We are a kingdom of priests. Each child of God is to be a priest for God.
所以呢段圣经是写俾属灵嘅领袖，亦都系写俾今日我哋呢班君尊嘅祭司。
So this portion of scripture is written to those who serve God as priests. So therefore, it's written to each one of the children of God.
主喺嗰个问题。
And here.The Lord is asking a question.
他说藐视我名的祭司啊。
It says, O priests who despise my name.
万军的耶和华对你们说。
It is the Lord of hosts who speaks to you.
儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect?
我是向主来称呼父啊父神啊我是向主啊主啊主啊我是这么称呼主啊。
We call out, O God, O Father. We call out, O Lord, my Lord.
主要问我第一个问题你边敬畏我的人究竟在哪里
But the Lord is now replying and saying, where will I find One who respects and honors me.
我喺度觉得我叫父啊父，有一日我就被主所认识，有一日主话我唔认识你哋。
Don't mistakenly think just because you call out, "Oh Father in heaven, my Father," that somehow the Lord will recognize you. The Lord tells us in another portion of Scripture, "I do not recognize you."
因为佢哋喺嗰度献嘅系献嗰盲嘅跛嘅作祭物。
Because what are they offering as sacrifice to the Lord at that time?They were offering those who were lame and sick and blind.
同神所要求的不一样。
Totally different from the requirement that's set forth by God.
这班祭司没尽到祭司的责任。
This group of priests did not fulfill the responsibility of priests.
他说你如果将这些东西献给你的省长你的省长会越南吗
It says here, if you offer up this type of offering to your governor, will he accept it?
如果你拿住呢啲嚟纳税，你个省长都唔悦纳。
And the word is that even if you take your offering as is to pay the taxes as you should, the governor will not accept it.
今日用今日嘅话嚟，我系点解呢节圣经咧
？So if we use current terminology, how do we interpret this particular passage?
你哋可能敬畏你嘅父亲。
Maybe you honor your father.
你却不敬畏神
But yet, you do not honor God.
你怕你的 boss.
Maybe you're afraid that you have that fearful respect for your supervisor.
公司里面所守一句一切规矩你都守因为你要有 appraisal, 有 evaluation.
It's because, and you keep each and every policy and procedure to the T according to what the work tells you to do, becauseYou have an evaluation at the end of the year. You have some sort of assessment.
但是你却欺负神，你不敬畏神。
And yet, you despise God. You do not honor God.
当然有些人说我连仆 boss 都不怕的，我连父母都不尊敬的，这些没得说，丢在外面，我很切齿啊，这些。
So of course, there are some outliers, some who say, I don't respect my boss, or some people say, I don't care about my parents, in which case, I'm sorry. We just put those aside. They're outliers.
一个人如果你不敬畏你不尊敬你的父母你没办法尊敬神
But I can tell you If you do not honor your parents There is no way that you can honor God
你不敬畏 你地上边嘅主人，你冇办法敬畏天上边嘅神。
If you do not respect the supervisor that has been placed over you here on earth, there is no way that you can respect God.
你唔信服你个丈夫作姊妹嘅，冇办法信服天上边嘅主。
For those who are wise, if you do not honor your husband, you have no means to honor God the Father.
但系神话，就算你有，你喺地上边有呢啲嘅事情，
but now,
有作呢啲咁嘅事。
But now God is saying, even if you do these things on earth, even if you can carry these things out.
啊，但系今日教会里边好多人冇我就咁嘅心态，你要将最好嘅你要献我俾主。
And certainly in today's local assembly, there are many individuals who does not uphold this particular ideal, like this particular thought, in terms of their offering that they make to the Lord.
冇。大家都是信主的，我们来到谈关乎主的事情没、啊、
When we are together, what should be our conversation be focused on? When we have a time to sit down and eat and chat, our focus, since we are the children of God, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if our conversation was focused and centered on the Lord and God?
有时真是盼望大家，哎，我是发愁，我交通啊，今日所交通啊，或者读经交通咗啲咩嘢，或者哎呀，边个同边个又就嚟要结婚啦？啊，教导下佢哋，交通下佢哋，点样做夫妻啊？咁啲熟龄嘅交通几好系嘛
？There are some spiritual conversations certainly that can go on. If brothers and sisters get together, we can say, "Oh, what did we learn today in our Bible study? Or what the message that was shared on? Oh, what did you get from it? Or oh, remember, you know, certain brothers and sisters are planning to get married. Maybe we can have a conversation with them and tell them how best."To honor, live up to the honor as husband and wives. Those are the beautiful things that can go on in our conversation as we gather together as children of God. And those are the things that God, the Lord remembers.
啊，你想翻屋企两夫妇自浸自自浸，主都听到啊！你讲啲咩嘢啊
？That means when you go home and you're with your spouse and you're talking about this and talking about that, the Lord hears and knows.
我哋唔单止喺度食饭，我出去食饭。弟兄姊妹一齐啊！如果啊蒙主纪念嘅更加好啊，记喺天上。
We don't just have a meal here, a simple meal here every week. We have opportunities where we're gathered together with other brothers and sisters elsewhere, and we get together and eat, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful for those conversations also be remembered by the Lord?
愿主即系俾我哋一个咁嘅心态喺主嘅面前。
May the Lord grant to us that type of heart attitude.
我哋唔愿意做一个顶撞主嘅人。
We don't want to be someone who rebelliously debates against our God.
啊，如果我将赐好嘅献俾主，求主俾我悔改。
If we have given Him the second best, may we have a repentant heart.
我哋要悔改，我要归回。
We need to repent and return.
啊，并且我哋要作蒙主纪念嘅人。
And we need to be those who will be remembered by our Lord.
我哋祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我哋感谢，我哋赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you. We praise you.
啊、主啊，你真系将啊呢啲嘅书信，主啊，你要写俾我哋。
You've written these very letters directly to us.
主啊，唔系叫我哋从外边去分析。
Do not allow us to interpret it from an external point of view.
主啊，我哋愿意真系从里边热起上嚟。
But rather grant to us fervency in our hearts.
主啊，你嘅话，主啊，系灵，就系生命。
Indeed, your word is life and is truth.
啊，叫我哋从里边啊。里边向主嘅话有感觉。
Is spirit and life, and so may we have that sensation, may we have that that determination.
从里边有一个热心发出一个向主嘅热诚。
To have that fervency from within, to be able to burn intensely for you.
与主嚟带领我哋。
May you lead us.
我祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.